But these demigods are making these voices in the sky and making everyone commit sinful activity. This is how he's talking. Then he's saying, now see, one thing he's saying, this is one thing, that I have killed them by being influenced by these demigods. Secondly, text 18. He's saying the philosophy, Siddhanta, is that everyone suffers their own bad karma. They suffer due to their own karma. Therefore, oh my dear sister and brother-in-law, don't lament for your dead children, because they also have suffered due to their own karma. They must have also killed somebody. Therefore, it was written in their destiny that they would be killed by their uncle. Otherwise, where have you ever heard that an uncle kills his own sister's children? But your sons must have done such karma in their previous life that this happened to them. One's own karma comes back on them. So please do not lament, because both of you are Mahabhagyavan. Here, Sukadev Goswami says Mahabhaga. So please don't lament for your children, because you are Mahabhaga, you are most fortunate. You have become the mother of Durga Devi. What can be more fortunate than that? Calling them Mahabhaga. And the other thing is that Janta wo na sadai, that the jivas in this world, nobody lives forever. And the word sada ekatra. Sada means always, and ekatra means together. No living entities can always live together. One thing is, the living entity cannot live forever in this world. And even if he lives for some time, there's no guarantee that everyone will be living together. That the mother and the son will always live together, there's no guarantee. Because he says, Deva Dhina, because we are Adhin, we are under the control of Deva, the providence. In this age, a child will be born, a mother will have a son, he will grow up, go to school, go to college, he'll become educated, he'll get a job, get a wife, and then he'll leave his mother. One day he was in his mother's womb, and then one day comes that he does not even write a letter. Forget writing a letter, he doesn't make a phone call. And there are some sons, such sons, that don't even remember their father on Father's Day. They don't call their father to see if he's dead or alive. So Kansa is preaching to them that the jeev doesn't live forever in this world. And if he does, even if he lives for 10, 20, 50 years, then he may not necessarily live together. Their karma will separate them from here to there. Therefore, one should not lament. So, my dear sister, brother-in-law, you should just think that according to their karma, they have been separated by you, from you. They were destined, according to the control of the Supreme, they were destined to be killed by their uncle. So then the uncle will also be killed later on. This is also written. What an uncle. You heard previously, Parikshit Maharaj was asking a question. Why did Krishna kill his mother's brother? Why he killed Devaki's brother? Because of these inauspicious acts that Krishna killed him. Here our concerns, sinful acts have been described. Heart changed, then this is how he's talking. Please don't worry. Nobody has ever lived together forever. And nobody will. It's not just you, my dear sister. This world is so temporary. That he is telling, and now he is starting to talk about the Bhagavad Gita. He is giving the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Text 19. He is saying, okay, this we are talking about the body. Body doesn't remain. But as far as the birth and death is concerned, the soul does not die. The body comes and goes and changes. He's talking like this. So actually your sons are not dead. They have simply changed their dress. By me they have simply changed their dress. Just like when you take the kurta off and put on a new one. What a wonderful, great Brahma Jnani he is. Such a sinful person also talks about Jnana. There are many sinful persons who give lectures like this today. He's explaining to them in this sloka, just like from the earth, so many things are made, like clay cups and plates, and then they break and again they become part of the earth. So the earth is unchanging. In the same way, the soul is unchanging. The soul goes into so many bodies, but the soul does not change. Neither the soul is anyone's son, nor he is anyone's uncle. He just comes in different bodies and goes. The living body thinks he is the body and he forgets. According to the different bodies, he has different relationships, and those relationships break. And while he's alive, the persons that are related to his body, he thinks, that's me, that's their mind. And when the relatives of the body, they are separated, he considers it as dukkha, suffering. When they're together, he considers it as happiness. This is foolishness actually, he says. He's preaching to God's mother and father, and he's the one who killed their sons to protect his own body. So much philosophy he's talking about the soul and the body. Whatever it is, whether this philosophy is coming from Kansa's mouth or a devotee's mouth, we have to hear it and understand. But it seems so funny, it makes you want to laugh when we are hearing this from Kamsa. How his mood has changed. One day Vasudev was preaching to him this philosophy when Kamsa was trying to kill him on her wedding day. And now Kamsa himself is telling them the same philosophy. Discrimination between body and the soul. Today he himself, this Kamsa himself, is preaching that philosophy. This relationship of father and son is actually not real. Therefore, do not lament. Actually, Vasudev and Devaki were not lamenting because their child, Krishna, had been reached safely to Gokul. And Yashoda's child was a Devi, and she flew away in the sky, so there was no lamentation for the baby girl also. But Kamsa is saying, don't lament. Don't lament, because everybody suffers their own karma. He is teaching Siddhanta philosophy like this, that your children are not those bodies anyway. Soul is eternal. The body dies. Body has a relationship with you, not the soul. Those who do not know this philosophy, they fall into happiness and distress. He is saying this in text 20. He is thinking, he is calling mother and father of the Supreme Lord as foolish. He's telling that you should understand this. And if you cannot understand this, if you cannot get rid of this ignorance, and you... And if you insist on thinking that Kamsa has killed your babies, still you should not lament, because still you should not lament, because after all it is the Siddhanta philosophy that a person gets what he has done before, he gets as a reaction. This you can understand, right? He's saying, suppose you're not able to understand this philosophy. Text 21. Tasmat Bhadre. That they have gotten the result of their past karma. He's trying to make them understand that your children suffered their karma, and you also suffered your karma. It was in your karma that your children will be killed immediately after they were born. This is the philosophy he's saying. Everything the Supreme is making us do. So we will see what the Supreme will do to him later on. In this world, this philosophy of Kamsa goes a long way. When it comes to preaching to others, everyone can say like this. The soul does not die. In Sanskrit, there is a shloka that says, when it comes to instructing others, everyone becomes a pandit. When it comes to their own lives, they become totally foolish. They cannot understand or remember the same philosophy for themselves. When it comes to instructing others, they all become like Vedavyas. And when it comes to behavior, they don't even act like chandalas, lower than chandalas. I have seen so many Vyasas like that. They sit on the Vyasasan, they say, I'm Vyas. But when they get off the Vyasasana, immediately in the back they go and smoke a cigarette. Will Vyasji smoke a cigarette? Just think. And then they say, oh, that was when I was sitting on the Vyasasana. This Vyas, one time he was speaking from the Vyasasana and he was saying that one should not eat eggplant. There is dosh. It has some faults. So when he came home, his wife, she stopped cooking eggplant. So he said, where is the eggplant, Sabji? And she said, Panditji, you said that day on the Vyasasana, you were saying you should not eat eggplant. He said, oh, that was talking about on Vyasasana. Is another thing when you're on the Vyasasana, and it's another thing when you're in real life. But this is how they are. Whatever they're eating and drinking, they do not improve. Kamsa is just like that. There are some people like that. He's telling Kamsa, giving instructions. And sometimes he's blaming the demigod, sometimes he's blaming the supreme controller, not himself. Cannot rip your chest, but somebody else can rip your chest for you and see. So here in text 24, he is saying, "Darshayan, Atma Sauridam." He is trying to fully show his family relationship of love. Okay, my dear sister, tell me, do you think if it wasn't for the voice in the sky, do you think I would have ever have killed your babies like this? She said, yes, maybe you would not have killed. So both were happy. Now she was relieved of her anger. The Lord had also said, my dear mother, do not worry. He made them fearless. And they also had no lamentation because their child was safe with Nanda Baba's house. And Yashoda's baby here was safe. She was a Devi. Devaki thought that Yashoda is so dhanya, she is so fortunate that she gave birth to Durga Devi. And both of them, they actually appreciated his words. So he went. So must have been 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, because midnight the Lord took his birth. So with all this talk, when he came home, it's as if he picked up the phone, he called all his ministers. And all his ministers were khal, demoniac. So he called his ministers to ask, to find out what should he do now. Text 29. Tasyam ratriyam vatita. Means he did not wait for the morning. Just as soon as he went home, he called his ministers. Kans didn't think. He didn't consider that all these ministers have enmity towards the demigod, so they will not give me the right advice. Definitely they will not give him the right advice. But he didn't even consider. He just called them and told them everything, that the 8th child was not a boy, it was a baby girl, and she flew up in the sky, she was my Durga Mata. What should I do now? So the 8th child was not my enemy, she was my worshipable Devi. That's why we are always told that one should always avoid bad association. She should not have asked their advice. That knowledge he was talking about, if he had kept it to himself and avoided this bad association, he would have already have made advancement. He would have remained in that state of mind. But just see, by associating with Durga Devi, he got all that knowledge. And that now, by associating with these envious asuras, what happens? Lost all his knowledge and intelligence. Text 31. Saying, evam chet. Chet means, if this is so. So, that the child that will kill you, the Devi said, the child that will kill you is already born. How many days ago would he have been born? 10 days or so? So, he told him, they told Kamsa, in these few towns around Mathura, like Aligarh, etc., kill all the child that were born within the past 10 days or slightly more. He will kill all the newborn children today. He would be among one of those, he would have been a child among all those children. Just now, a few minutes ago, an hour ago, he was crying over killing 6 children of Devaki. And now he was ready to kill every newborn child in the towns, in Mathura and the surrounding towns. Today, what kind of thinking it is? Just to kill one child, he will kill all the children. without discrimination, killing all the children. Suppose Kamsa is saying, if you do such a heinous act, kill all the babies, then maybe demigods will come forward and want to fight with us. So these ministers, they're saying in text 32, these demigods are always afraid of your bow and arrow. What can they do to us? They can't do anything to harm you.